You may be seated if you would open your Bibles to John chapter 7. John chapter 7, my subject this morning, there is a river. Hallelujah. There's a river. You know, millions of people, they are living in a spiritual desert, and they are dry and they're barren. The world is thirsty, and people, they are searching and longing for something that will satisfy them. The sinner is searching for salvation. You know, it's a terrible thing to be lost, and it's a terrible thing to know that you're lost, and that if you were to die, that you would end up in hell for eternity, in torment, in flames, where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. It's terrible to be lost. It's wonderful to be saved. And then we have people who are saved, but they are tied to their denominational post. They're saved, but they read their Bibles through denominational glasses. And they've been taught things that are not true, that the gifts of the Spirit are not for today, the baptism of the Holy Ghost is not for today, and that miracles and healings ended with the last apostles. I'd hate to be there, you know, when John, he's the last of the apostles, he's in his 90s and he's dying, and there's a long line up there waiting to be healed, and John is lying there, and they come out and say, "I'm sorry," said, "John has died. There's no more healings." Well, John died, but Jesus didn't die. Jesus is alive and well, hallelujah. And God has a miracle for you. So we need to read the Bible for what it says, because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. But there's a river, and it's the baptism in the Holy Ghost, and it gives you power, and it gives you anointing to live a victorious life. The baptism in the Holy Ghost is not a denominational blessing. It is a gift from God. And Jesus sent the Holy Ghost to empower his church so that the broken, sighing, dying, crying, fragmented, hurting people, so they can receive and experience the glory of God. You know, the world is thirsty, but one drink won't do. And Jesus addressed this very issue in the text I'm going to read. Look at John 7:37. In the last days, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. This spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive." Amen. So it's for everybody. Those that believe on him should receive, but the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, had not been given at this time because Jesus had not been glorified. Let us pray. My subject, there's a river. Father, thank you for the anointed singing. Thank you how we have experienced your presence. Lord, this house is full of your miracles, miracle-working power. And, Lord, we invite the presence of the Holy Ghost. Let the river flow. Jesus, we have invited you to come and walk among the golden candlesticks of your church. And, Holy Ghost, we invite you to come and manifest the works of the cross. Thank you for salvation's deliverance, for the baptism in the Holy Ghost, for healings, for miracles, for signs and wonders that follow the preaching of your word. Bless your people. Seat us together in heavenly places. And the church said in Jesus' name, amen. You know, the world is thirsty, and thirst is a terrible thing. And according to medical science, approximately 60% of our total body weight is water. That ought to tell you something about our physical needs. When we get thirsty, we need to replenish that water. You've known people that they get dehydrated and they end up in the hospital. See, it's a natural thing to drink water when you're thirsty. And there's nothing that can satisfy your thirst like cool, clear water. The soft drink interest, they would make you think, well, we got things that will quench your thirst. Well, I can remember how it was so hot in the jungle when we were in Southeast Asia, and how we would carry canteens of water. Oh, we would, once in a while, we'd buy a Coke or something like that, but there was nothing like that water. When I was a little boy, we had a spring that we would go to, and it would fill up, and when the wintertime came with leaves and stuff, and we would go, we would find that spring. Oh, that was some delicious water. That's nothing that can satisfy your thirst like cool, clear water. And the same thing is true when it comes to a thirsty soul. And there's only one thing that can satisfy a thirsty soul, and that is living water. Hallelujah. Now, we sang about it, but in John chapter 4, we find a wayward woman at Jacob's well. She's thirsty, and she had come to that well because she was in need of water. She's thirsty. She needs a drink. Jesus is at the well, and Jesus was standing there, and he not only saw her physical need, but he also saw her spiritual need. He asked her for a drink, but before he left that place, he told her about some living water. Jesus said, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that is speaking to you, let me say that again. If you knew the gift of God, if you knew who is speaking to you, the Holy Ghost is speaking to you, if you knew who is speaking to you, Jesus said, you would ask of me and I would give you living water. Little by little, Jesus, he uncovered her dissatisfaction, the dissatisfaction, the longing that was in her heart. And he showed her the thirst of what her heart was looking for. Hallelujah. And she took one sip of that living water. And what did she do? She went running through the city saying, come see a man. Come see a man that told me all the things I ever did. Is not this the Christ? That's our message here at Westmoreland. Come see a man. His name is Jesus. He has some living water. He has some blessings. Hallelujah. And he has a blessing for you. You know, I thought about it. Only Jesus can satisfy a thirsty soul. No one else can do that. Hallelujah. We live in an affluent society. America is a blessed nation. You are so blessed. But money cannot satisfy a thirsty soul, because there are a lot of people that are rich, they're wealthy, and they still have a thirst. Many of the people, our young people, they have everything you could ever ask for. Everything they could ever want is within their reach. Yet they are thirsty, longing for things. Our society would have us to believe that the things of this world could satisfy, but that's not true. There's only one thing that can satisfy a thirsty soul, and that, my friend, is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I am redeemed. Hallelujah. Can you say it with me? I am redeemed. I've been bought with a price. Jesus has changed my whole life, and he's the only one that could ever satisfy that longing in your soul. Think about it. People, they have money and wealth, but that cannot satisfy. Money and wealth cannot satisfy a thirsty soul. The things of this world, they cannot bring permanent joy. There's a need within the heart of man that only Jesus can satisfy, and only Jesus can satisfy your soul. Solomon, the richest man that ever lived. Solomon had it all. Bill Gates and his Microsoft computer wealth, it is nothing compared to the treasures that Solomon had. Solomon had it all, and he tried everything under the sun. And then he cries out, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. It is empty. It is barren. It is nothing. The things of this world, they are nothing. He had all the treasures of the world. Yet he said, without God, it is all empty and void. After a lifetime of pleasure seeking, he cries out, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Who can satisfy? I love that little song. I don't know if you've ever heard it. It says, who can satisfy my soul like you? Who on earth can love and comfort like you do? Who could ever be more faithful and true? Who can satisfy? Who can satisfy like you? There is a fountain. Who is the king? Victorious warrior, Lord of everything. He is my rock, my shelter, my very own blessed redeemer who sits upon the throne. Hallelujah. I love that song. Don't go and praise God. I love it because it points us to Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is the ultimate thirst quencher. Hallelujah. You know, the Lord is looking for you. Did you know that? That you didn't wake up and come to church just because you decided to. You never went looking for God. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, he came looking for you. Aren't you glad that he chose you? He said, you've not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain. And the world is looking for something, but only Jesus can satisfy a soul. Only Jesus can satisfy your soul. Only He can take your life and make it whole. He'll give you peace you never knew, love and joy and heaven too. Only Jesus can satisfy your soul. Sing it with me. Only Jesus can satisfy your soul. Only He can change your heart and make it whole. He'll give you peace you never knew, love and joy and heaven too. Only Jesus can satisfy your soul. Yes, only Jesus can satisfy your soul. You know, there's no need for anybody to be dry. There's no need for anybody to be barren. There's no need for anybody to be lost. Jesus has living water, and Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Praise God. He said, I didn't come to condemn the world. He found a wayward woman. She had been caught in adultery. He said, I don't condemn you. He said, I forgive you. He said, now you go and sin no more. He didn't come to condemn. He came to save us. If God be for you, who can be against you? Go on and praise Him. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lamb has declared your victory. Glory to God. There's a well of living water, but in my text, Jesus is talking about rivers, rivers of living water. Look at John 7:38. Jesus said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, look at this, out of his belly shall flow rivers. Do you see that word? It's plural. Rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus had not yet been glorified. Well, we're living in the dispensation of grace. And guess what? Jesus has been glorified. He died. He was buried. He rose again. He took our sins upon himself, carried them off to the region of darkness. He ascended to the highest point in the universe. He placed his blood on the mercy seat in heaven in the holiest of holies. He sat down at the right hand of God the Father. And then he sent the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth, the river of God, to empower the church. Glory to God. There is a river. I want to tell you, there's a river, and it is the river of God. I found that river years ago when I was baptized in the Holy Ghost. And the baptism in the Holy Ghost, it is the gateway into the 9 manifestation gifts of the Spirit of God. And when I received the baptism in the Holy Ghost and spoke in tongues as the Spirit of gave me to learn, the river began to flow out of my life. And it's been flowing and flowing and going and going and flowing ever since. Somebody praise God. Amen. When I got baptized, they flowed a little slow. But as I learned to yield to the Spirit, the rivers began to flow more freely. You know, on the day of Pentecost, they began to flow, and they've been flowing for over 2,000 years. His disciples were in a little upper room, and they were waiting for the descent of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost had been promised, and I'll tell you something, they were not disappointed. He hit that place like a mighty rushing wind. Look at Acts 2 and 2. Suddenly, I tell you, God told me, he said, I'm going to give you some suddenness. He told me that year ago. He said, the Holy Ghost is going to show up in that church, and I'm going to give you some suddenness. Have you gotten one of those miracles yet? If not, you've got, your name is on one of them. Go on and lay hold of it. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. It filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. It set upon each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them the utterance. The first river was the river of tongues. Then there came other rivers, prophecy, miracles, healings, revelation and power. Hallelujah. Oh, the river's wonderful. And it's too wonderful to keep this secret from anybody else. There are people, they've been taught there's not a river, but I am here to announce there is a river. It flows from the throne of God. It is filled with blessing, and God wants to bless you. I want to just give you a little synopsis here and look at the miracles in this place. Every one of you that have been saved, you have received the greatest miracle of all. Salvation. That's a creative miracle. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. All things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Christ Jesus. Bud Teller, he had a bladder infection. And in 2006, I believe, and God gave him 16 more years of life. He is 90 years young today. Go on, praise God. Hallelujah. Kathy Lewis, she had heart disease for years. And she had an artery that the doctors couldn't get to. And sitting in this church, God bypassed her heart with collateral arteries. Hallelujah. Go on, praise the Lord for that. And she's healed. Clara Jones, sitting right back there. Since she had sugar diabetes since 1998. But in 2019, God healed her of sugar. She went to the doctor, and the doctor said, no more sugar. Go on, praise God. I tell you, this place is full of miracles. There's a river, and it's flowing here at Westmoreland. Oh, I'm looking over here at my brother, Philip Pearson. He came, when he first came here, he had acid reflux, and we prayed for him. No more acid reflux. Go on, praise God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory to God. God healed Ray Page of back pain. Amen. And the doctors didn't know what they were going to do, but God healed him. Amen. I went out to his house, got on the floor, and showed him some of the exercises. But I didn't go alone. The Holy Ghost went with me. The Holy Ghost was already there. The river was already flowing, but the blessings flowed to him. He had cataracts on his eyes for 3 years and went to the doctor. He went back this year. Guess what? The cataracts are gone. No doctor touched him. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, operated on those. Then we got people been delivered from drugs. We got people been delivered from alcohol. We got people that thrown their cigarettes down. They put down their booze and they picked up the Bible. I tell you, there's a river flowing. It started flowing 2,000 years ago, and the river is still flowing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at this one. Skylar Smith, there he sits, he sang today. He had a stroke at the age of 43, and God brought him out of the jaws of death. But he's getting better and better every day in every way. Go on, praise God. And guess what? That Baptist boy came here, got filled with the Holy Ghost, got the river flowing. Glory to God. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. This spake he of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Julie Smith. She had breathing problems, and God healed her. Hallelujah. God bypassed my heart with collateral arteries. Two of them. Here I stand. Hallelujah. 73 years young. I love that scripture. It said, I will satisfy your mouth with good things and renew your youth like the eagles. Isaiah said, it renew our strength. David said, I got my God so powerful, he'll renew your youth. Come on, praise him, you older saints. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory to God. Julia Page, her voice was healed by the river. The river flowed her way. Hallelujah. And on the list goes. There's a river, and it's flowing here at Westmoreland. Thousands and thousands of Baptists and Methodists and Presbyterians and Catholics and others, they've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, but they are still tied to their denominational posts. They've never heard any preaching on the baptism in the Holy Ghost and the river of God. They're tied to that post and they need to be loosed. I have a friend, John Pitton. I talked to him last night on the telephone. He's 79 years old. Amen. And he went years ago to a charismatic meeting. The people were shouting. He's Baptist. We love the Baptists. God bless the Baptists. God bless all the other churches. We love them. We just want them to know there's a river, praise God. That river that Jesus spoke of is still flowing. The people were shouting. They were dancing. They were speaking in tongues. He couldn't believe his eyes. And he went back to his room and he prayed. And he said, oh, Lord, if this thing is real, please speak to me, God. And he opened his Bible to the 11th chapter of John, where Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. And when he read that part, it said, loose him, let him go. He said, I jumped straight up in the middle of my bed and started speaking in tongues, filled with the Holy Ghost and with power. The man that took him got sick, and they were taking him to the hospital, and they went from place to place. Finally, John said, what in the world are we taking him to the hospital for? I just got filled with the Holy Ghost, and we'll pray for him, and God will heal him. They prayed for him, and guess what? God healed his friend. Go on, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. A lot of people like Lazarus. The napkin is still on their face. The grave clothes are still wrapped around their body. And all they need is somebody to loose them from their denominationalism. And so many people are like that today. They're like a little bird in a cage. The bird was hatched in the cage. All of his life, that bird lived in that cage. But the little bird noticed something on his body. Been reading his Bible. He noticed two wings. He tried them out. And guess what? They worked. And something inside of him said, you were made for more than living in a cage bound up like this. Deep within his heart, that little bird knew he was created to have liberty. So he reached out for more freedom, and he began to fly in that little cage, and he flew from side to side, and he would hit the side. And so finally he just gave up, but he never lost the feeling you were created for more than to be in this little cage. And one day somebody came by and opened the cage, and the bird flew out into the open. And I can just hear his song. This is it. This is it. I knew I was made for more than this. I'm going to try my wings. I'm going to fly. Hallelujah. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Even young men fail, utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You were created in God's image. And you were created to do great exploits. Because they that do know that God shall be strong and do exploits. Hallelujah. Oh, I thought about Jim Smith. Jim Smith, he's one of my Baptist brothers. I went to his ceremony when he got his doctorate degree. Graduated from the same school he gave me mine. And I went there. And he came here. He told me, he said, I want that Holy Ghost. Said, I've been reading my Bible. I want that spirit. I want what's on you. I want that. And he came down to our altar, and he left. And he didn't speak in tongues. And he got up to the stoplight there. And the Holy Ghost spoke to him. Said, you got what you came for. Just trust me. You got what you came for. Just trust me. I said, you got what you came for. God said, just trust me. He said a couple of months later, he was at home, and all of a sudden, the river started flowing out of his innermost being. He started speaking in tongues and praising God. He got what he came for. He just hadn't had the manifestation. The Holy Ghost said, hold on. It's coming. It's coming. Maybe your blessing hadn't gotten here yet. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Glory to God. Maybe the blessing hasn't gotten here yet. Maybe your faith hasn't gotten here yet, but faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. It is the word of faith which we preach. I'm preaching the word of faith. Get a hold of it. Praise God. Get a hold of your blessing. Let the miracle flow. Let the river flow, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You have a well inside of you when you got saved. But you need the baptism in the Holy Ghost, which brings the rivers of God. God spoke through his prophet Isaiah. Look at what he said in Isaiah 43:44-3. I will pour water upon them that is thirsty. I will pour floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessings upon thine offspring. Hallelujah. God said, I will pour upon him that is thirsty living water and rivers of water. So I ask you, are you thirsty? God said, I will pour out water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. So I ask you, are you thirsty? Well, if you are, God has living water, and God has the rivers of water. Look at what the psalmist said in Psalms 46:4. Psalms 46:4. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. And in his vision, Ezekiel, he sees the river of God that I'm preaching about. And it's flowing out from the throne of God in Jerusalem. We've been there. There is no river in the city of Jerusalem. You've got to go 30 miles down, and the Jordan River runs into the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea is full of minerals, but it's dead. You know why it's dead? Because it doesn't flow out. Have you got that go offering now? Pop that go offering. See, we're going to flow out of this place. I said we're going to flow out. You just got to catch the vision. Ezekiel saw the vision of the river. Can you see the river? Can you see it flowing? Can you see its effects? Can you feel its effects? Glory to God. You should be able to. The river's flowing. Where's that go offering? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I'll go on and preach a little more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 4,764. Let's blow the top off of that thing. Glory to God. Can we do it? Yes, we can do it. Let the river flow. Praise God. Let the river of God flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Loose him and let him go. Glory to God. Woo! I said loose him. Let him go. I feel like I can preach a little while now. Glory. Are you crazy? Do you have to speak like that? Yes. I got the river inside of me. Like a fire shut up in my bone. And if I don't do that, I'll explode. Woo! Glory! 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 Wouldn't you like for the river to explode? David said, my cup runneth over. Let your cup run over and somebody sit next to you. They'll get something out of that river. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! Glory to God. Now, the river that Ezekiel is speaking about is not a natural river, because Jerusalem is one of the major cities in the world, one of them, one of the few major cities in the world that is not built upon a river. So that river is not a natural river. It's the river of God. It is a spiritual river that Ezekiel sees. It's ankle deep. Then it's knee deep. Then it's waist deep. And then that water to swim in. Have you been swimming lately? Hey, if you hadn't been swimming lately, come on over here to Westmoreland. Praise God. We got the river of God. Why don't you just plunge in and get some blessings from God? Amen. See, this river begins with the baptism in the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. That's the river Jesus was speaking about. For years, you know, Pentecostal, they thought that when they received the baptism in the Holy Ghost and spoke in tongues, that they had arrived, that they had it all. No, no, no. Nothing could be further than the truth. The baptism of the Holy Ghost, it is the gateway into the nine manifestation gifts of the Spirit and into the supernatural surprises of God. I tell you, people come out and get surprised. Why? Because they get miracles. Sometimes we never lay hands on them. Sometimes we never pray, but we invite Jesus. I did it Friday night. I said, Jesus, come and walk among the golden candlesticks of your church. We got people that need miracles, Jesus. And I said, Holy Ghost, give manifestations of miracles to the work of the cross and what Jesus did when he took those stripes. My Lord. See, the baptism is the gateway. That revelational gifts, where God shows us things to come. Oh, I could tell you stories about revelational gifts and things God has shown me in the Spirit. And I knew them before they ever happened. Oh, it's wonderful to have those revelational gifts flowing in your life. Then there are power gifts, which brings healings and miracles and supernatural faith. Have you ever had a faith that's beyond you? That's one of the power gifts, miracles, healing, and faith. That is a faith where you go as far as you can go with your faith. And then all of a sudden, you lay hold of the faith of the Spirit. And I've told my wife many times, I said, I got it. She's my witness. Hallelujah. I said, I see it. I have it. I don't have my hands on it yet, but I've got it by faith. I have it. Praise God. I've got it. When God shows you a picture like that, lay hold of it by faith. Get a bulldog bite on it. And don't let anything ever move you from that position. Glory to God. Then there are power gifts. Amen. Inspirational gifts. Tongue. Interpretation of tongue. And prophecy. And those gifts are important to the body because they comfort, they edify, they build up, and they bring all types of blessings. Amen. Comfort to the body of Christ. There's a river. I'm talking about the river of God. And it is teeming with blessings. I want you to notice the path of this river. Look at Ezekiel 47 and 8. Ezekiel said, then he said unto me, has God said anything to you? He said unto me, these waters issue toward the east country and go down into the desert and go into the sea which brought forth in the sea. The waters shall be healed. Verse 9, it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the river shall come, shall live. And there shall be a great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither, for they shall be healed. And everything shall live, whither the river cometh. Oh, Holy Ghost, let the river flow. Oh, let the river flow. There is a river, praise God. Let the river flow in this place, glory to the Lamb. See, this river comes down from the throne of God, and then the river, it flows into the desert. Lives that are barren, dreams that are broken, hearts that need mending, in desert, dry places. Wherever that river flows, praise God, it brings life. It flows into places of death and desolation. And the river enters those places that are dead and barren. And wherever it flows, it changes things. I said, wherever that river goes, it changes things. That river, praise God, came out of the riverside of Jesus because he earned the right to send the Holy Ghost to the church. Amen. Wherever that river goes, it brings blessings. Hallelujah. I want you to notice the path of the river. It just keeps getting deeper and deeper. And deeper and expanding more and more and more wherever it goes. Notice what the prophet saw. He said there was water that was ankle deep. And then it was up to the knees. Then it was up to the waist. He said, and then there was water to swim in. You see, the source of the river is the throne of God. And the path of the river is that this river flows wherever it chooses. Hallelujah. Nobody can stop it. It's been flowing for over 2,000 years, and it will continue to flow for all of eternity. It is the river of God. Hallelujah. The prophet Ezekiel said, I saw the river of God, and I saw the powerful effect of that river. And everywhere that river went, things lived. I said, things live. Your dead dreams can live. I said, your dead dreams can live. God can resurrect anything. Glory to God. He is the resurrection and the life. Jesus said, he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Do you believe in him? Then let him touch the things of your life with resurrection power. Let him come into those barren, dry places and give you living water. Go and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everywhere that river flows, miracles happen. Everywhere it flowed, there were healings. Everywhere it flows, it grows. There's so much more of God that he wants us to have. And he wants to pour his Spirit out upon us in these last days. He said, I will pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. So I ask you, where are you in the river? Are you just thinking about lunch right now? Are you honed in on what I'm preaching about? If I was getting a word like this, I'd be homed in. You want to know what time it is? 11:47. But what I got to say is a whole lot more important than your growling stomach. Amen. That appointment you got out of here. Because this river can change your life. Oh, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, Pastor. I don't care what you're full of. Praise God. You might be full of pride. You might be full of unbelief. You might be full of yourself. But let me tell you something. You need to be full of Him. You need to be full of the river. The question, I told somebody this morning, I said, the question is not, do I have the Holy Ghost? The question is, does the Holy Ghost have me? Woo! There is a difference. Romo Shatadamahaya. Glory to God. Does He have you? Does He have all of you? Then get busy, praise God, and work for Jesus. Get your mind on spiritual things. If you then be risen with Christ, set your affection on things above, not upon the things of this earth. And when Christ, which is our life, shall appear, we're going to disappear. Then shall we appear with Him in glory. Go on, praise God. Hallelujah. Woo. Ankle deep. That's just the minimum of God. Some people stand in ankle deep water and they think they've arrived. They cannot understand the rejoicing, the shouting, the dancing, and the singing hallelujahs of the people that found the river. Woo! I tell you, that people in my denomination, they preachers, they can't understand my joy. They can't understand it. Peter said it's joy unspeakable, full of glory. Isaiah said, therefore with water shall you draw. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. See, I found that joy is the spiritual bucket that draws the gifts. Jeremiah said, thy words were found and I did eat them. That word was the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of strength. I like what Paul said. Paul said, the kingdom of God is within, is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Can I get a witness? But I love what Jesus said. Jesus said, put John 15:11 up there. Put John 15:11. John 15:11. Look at this. This is a word from the throne room of God for those that are sad. God wants you to be glad. Look at this. As a river, hallelujah. These things have I spoken unto you, Jesus said, that my joy might remain in you, that your joy might be full. Hallelujah. Fullness of joy. Jesus' joy. He sent the river, and the river is full of joy. Hallelujah. God knew you'd be thirsty. He knew you'd need living water, something to satisfy your soul. But I need to tell you this. If you want to find this river I'm talking about, don't look for it among the temple things of this world. To find this river, you've got to take an inward look. And then you got to take an upward look. The psalmist said, I will lift up mine eyes. You can put me on that camera drinking my water. Hallelujah. I'm thirsty. Preaching on the river. Cool. Clear. Water. But I got a spiritual thirst. And I said, the only thing I'm satisfied with is the fact I've never been satisfied. If you ever get satisfied in your Christian experience, you are in big trouble with God. Jesus said, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I'm one of those that shall be filled. Look at him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to look to God because the river flows from the throne of God down through the earthly realm so that it brings blessings and it brings the power of God. No wonder it's so powerful. No wonder it's so glorious. No wonder it's so wonderful. No wonder it touches and transforms lives. There is a river. And we don't need dead, dried up formal religion. Amen. We don't need some form and fashion, some rules and regulations of religion. No, we need Him. We need His grace. We need His mercy. We need His power. We need the supernatural blessings of God. And since God is the one who has poured it out, who are we to stop it anyway? I said, woo, let the river flow. Hallelujah. Since it's been sent from heaven, how can you stop it? Since God has poured it out, why don't we just jump in? I'm talking about water to swim in. The river's here. Woo! I remember we were going out to California. My buddy and I joined the Corps with me. And it was so hot. And we got to the Colorado River. And it separated the two states there. And I said, I'm so hot, I'm going to jump in that river. And I dived into that river and went swimming in the mighty Colorado River. Hallelujah. See, there's always been something inside of me, even when I was in sin, that knew I needed to get in the river. Hallelujah. We all need to get in the river. It gets deeper and deeper and deeper and expands more and more and more. And there are miracles and healings and restoration and blessings that flow out of the river of God. Hallelujah. Look at the testimonies in this place. My Lord and my God. Church, we're living in a prophetic time. And I end with this. Our children are prophetic children. Let me say that. We are living in a prophetic time. Bring me that sign, Brother Ray. Can I show this? Do I have your permission to show it? This is faith. This is faith. Because they know. Brother Baker, hone in on this right here, if you would, if you can get that. This is faith. Reserved for Jason Page. That's their son. That faith without works is dead. But if you get in the river and release your faith, there are all kind of blessings in the river. Reserve that front seat right there for Jason Page. So when he comes, be sure to hug his neck and tell him we were expecting you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We've been praying for you. We got you on our hit list. Glory to God. You're on God's hit list. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Aren't you glad you're on God's hit list? Go on, praise Him. Hallelujah. Glory. Now, we're not having church tonight, so I can preach a long time. Church, we're living in a prophetic time, and our children are prophetic children. Look at Ezekiel 40, Isaiah 44 and 3 again, what God said. God said, "For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, floods upon the dry ground." And listen to this. Oh, when I saw this, Jennifer, it put a new faith in my heart to pray for you. And there you sit with your husband that I love dearly, your two little beautiful grandchildren that I love so much. Thank you both for giving me those two grandchildren. I love you so much. God bless you. Listen to this. "I will pour my spirit upon thy seed." And when I saw this, oh my God, "and my blessings upon your offspring." What a promise for those that are thirsty for the things of God. Are you thirsty? Do your children see in you the river? Have they heard you pray, calling out that name? Have they walked in on you and you're reading your Bible and you're praying for them? God said, "I will pour water upon him that's thirsty, floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessings upon thine offspring." What a promise to those that are thirsty for God. Are you engaged in his kingdom work? If not, guess what? You're not thirsty. I'll say that again. You're not thirsty enough for the river. You're not thirsty enough if you're not engaged in doing service for the King. God said, "If you're thirsty for me, I will pour floods upon the dry ground." And then he promised, "I will pour my spirit and my blessings upon your children." There's a river flowing here today. And God has plenty of water. Jesus is the ultimate thirst quencher. And salvation is a wonderful gift. But there's so much more to God. The blessings of God. When you're filled with the Spirit and you get in the river and your life is flowing out and blessing others. Let us stand. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, and we thank you for your blessings upon us, Lord. And Lord, I pray that if anyone under the sound of my voice does not know Jesus as their personal Savior, they will bow their heads and bend their knees and accept him. In Jesus' name, amen.
I've got something that has turned me around. I've got something that'll never let me down. I've got something that'll keep me every day. It's pushing like a mighty wind.
Here comes a woman out to her blessing right now. Holy. Hallelujah. Sister May's been to that river many times. God healed her cancer. She's one of those miracles. Hallelujah. God brought her out of the hospital recently. And she come for a blessing. Come on, saints. Let's gather around and pray. Come here, Sister Julia. Teresa. Sister Edna. Come on, let's pray. Jennifer. Glory. What do you need? To get in the river. Let the river flow. Woo! Glory. Let it flow to her children. Let it flow to her grandchildren. Let the river flow. Woo! Glory. Lord, bless you and praise you. Come on, church. Let's come to the altar. Glory. Come get your miracle. Step out in faith. Say, God, I'm coming for my miracle. Let Jesus lay his hands on you. Glory. Come on down. Come on. Come on, Sister Edna. Bring those two.